It's the latest Palestinian film to be internationally acclaimed, recently receiving an award at the Venice Film Festival and nominated for an Oscar. El Gharib, or The Stranger, is the story of a man returning to his village in the occupied Golan Heights. But after so many years away, he feels like a stranger among his own people. The movie is the brainchild of Amir Fakhreddin.
Like, it's giving voice to the voiceless at some point and putting the spotlight on this area. I'm a Syrian director from the Golan Heights, but for me, I'm also Palestinian in this case, because this is like my home as well. We are an extension to the Palestinian case and to the Palestinian feeling.
Making a movie in Palestine is not easy. It took Amir 7 years to put El Gharib together.
There is no shortage of talent or ideas. The problem is finding the resources needed. And like much of the Palestinian economy, most productions rely on international financial support.
Directors have to rely on co-productions, mostly with European companies. But the money comes with conditions.
Part of the funds go back to the Europeans because those are the co-production conditions, and then there's rental of equipment or crews from abroad to pay for. Locally, we have real problems. We don't have an industry. Every film's a personal initiative. You're on your own from conceiving the idea to the final cut.
Regardless of these difficulties, filmmakers say it's important to keep on creating movies and present the Palestinian narrative to the world. But making way in an industry dominated by Hollywood blockbusters is difficult, especially when it comes to reaching a wide audience. That's why having a presence on online streaming platforms is a good start. Mayaoude has curated a collection of Palestinian movies for Netflix.
That's like really a great opportunity and a great medium to have this audience for Palestinian films. Because we know Netflix, when they came to the Middle East, or they start with a Netflix, they funded a lot of Israeli films and series. And these films and series, it was speaking in Arabic. So it was it has a lot of audience. So it's great to have the Palestinian narrative there for the audience to compare and at least choose what they like and what they don't like.
Netflix's new collection is titled Palestinian Stories. It's made up of 32 award-winning films that were either directed by Palestinian filmmakers or tell Palestinian stories. It also makes movie accessible to Palestinians themselves, who are often restricted in their movements or simply don't have access to a cinema. But for Palestinian filmmakers, the dream of seeing their film coming soon in a theater near you is still far away. Khadad Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Ramallah.